Judges chapter 18. Before I read this portion, let's be reminded of the threefold structure of the book of Judges. The first two chapters deal with Israel forsaking God or Yahweh. And then we have in the second section the result of that forsaking of God, the oppression that is upon them in chapters 3 through 16. In that section, we've seen this cycle of relapse or sin leading to retribution or oppression, leading eventually to God's people's repentance and confession, and then leading to them being rescued by God through God raising up a judge or a military leader, ruler, civil ruler. Then we would see the relapse again. So we saw that cycle 13 times or more in that section. But last week we began to read chapter 17. We came to this third section, which shows us the second result of God's people forsaking their God, and that is corruption. Not only were they oppressed outwardly, but they became corrupt inwardly. Last week we saw that this corruption began with idolatry within one family, the family of Micah. We're going to see today that it begins to move in a broader circle within the tribe of Dan. Let us read verses 1 through 13 of Judges chapter 18. Let us hear God's word. In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in. For unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent of their family five men from their coasts, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, Go, search the land, who when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite. And they turned in thither, and said unto him, Who brought thee hither? And what makest thou in this place? And what hast thou here? And he said unto them, Thus and thus dealeth Micah with me, and hath hired me, and I am his priest. And they said unto him, Ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous. And the priest said unto them, Go in peace, before the Lord is your way wherein ye go. Then the five men departed, and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless, after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians, and had no business with any man. And they came unto their brethren, to Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brethren said unto them, What say ye? And they said, Arise, that we may go up against them. For we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are ye still? Be not slothful to go, and to enter to possess the land. When ye go, ye shall come unto a people secure, and to a large land, for God hath given it into our hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth. And there went from thence of the family of the Danites, out of Zorah and out of Eshtaol, 600 men appointed with weapons of war. And they went up and pitched in Kirjath-Jearim in Judah, wherefore they call that place Mahanathon unto this day. Behold, it is behind Kirjath-Jearim. And they passed thence unto Mount Ephraim and came unto the house of Micah. Well, there's a few observations I would like to make in this passage today. You see first that the Danites, or at least the family of the Danites, eye this city, Laish. This city was within the territory that had been given to them when they came in to the Promised Land under Joshua's leadership, but clearly it hadn't been taken by them as of yet. I think, again, you have to remember that this third part of the book of Judges probably returns historically to an earlier part of the book of Judges. In other words, this history doesn't follow Samson, but likely it's in the earlier part of the book. But they see this great city, this luscious city, this attractive city, and they decide to go after it. But we see in verse 2 they inquire, or this family does. They search it out. Interestingly enough, in Genesis 49:17, in Jacob's prophecy regarding the family of the Danites, Dan himself and his seed, we were told that they would have the subtlety of a serpent by the way. And the Danites were known for their military achievements and exploits. And so clearly they search this out. They acquaint the spies with that, but the spies come into the acquaintance of this Levite. Somehow they know this Levite that now is the priest of Micah. Fourthly, we see the state of the city of Laish. It wasn't well governed, nor was it well guarded. And I think that tells us something. Oftentimes, nations that aren't well governed are not well guarded. We see that in verse 7 and the like, that they weren't well guarded because they acted as though they were protected, but they weren't. The Zidonians were far away. They really didn't have an ally that was close that could help them if somebody attacked them. And it also goes on to say at the end of verse 7, they had no business with any man. Can't really be sure if that refers to idleness or independency, but either way, both of those can be a hindrance to a nation being well-governed, prosperous, and then thus well-defended. And so this small group, these five spies, are encouraged by God. They say this land is desirable, or the city, and it's attainable. But notice their sin. They ask counsel of this Levite priest. That's not where they should have sought counsel. They should have sought counsel from God through prayer, not from a false prophet, so to speak, a false priest, the priest who has taken on a false priesthood, seeking to be priesthood of an idolater named Micah, who had idols in his home. And so then we see in verses 11 through 13, this group of 600 men now that have listened to the spies, prepared to come up against this city. In the book of Numbers, we learn that there were 64,000 Danites, men, that entered into the land of Canaan. So only a very small group, a very small family or band is going to go up to take this city. And we find in their first day march, they come to Kirjath-Jearim in verse 12. And then apparently the next day on the march, they get to Mount Ephraim. And now they approach the house of Micah. We'll pick up the story there in verse 14, Lord willing, next week.